Roger Waldron is president of the Coalition for Government Procurement and writing in the Federal Times under the headline GSA Advantage, DPAP, and the Confusing FAR 8.4 Deviation. And Roger, that's a lot of tech talk that boils right down to the idea of the $29 stapler is what got you going. Where did this idea come from and what did it move you to do?
First, Francis, thanks for having me on the show. It's always a pleasure. You know, the $29 stapler, and it is very techy and very, you know, contract geeky. And, you know, people, I've been called worse thing than a contract procurement geek. But, you know, at the Coalition Spring Conference last year, 2014, there was a lot of discussion about $29 stapler from a DPAP's perspective. And, you know, the idea that there are contracts on that GSA is awarded where there's staplers that you can buy for $29. And how can someone place an order for that? How that could that be considered fair and reasonable price? And there are criticisms of the GSA schedules program as having too great a price variability, outliers for, you know, pricing for similar items. And, you know, it just got me to thinking about the purpose of the program, the goals of the program, and the tools that GSA has historically invested money into, you know, try to enhance the buying experience for customer agencies and to get a good deal for the taxpayer. So this article is all about that.
You wrote in this piece, and we have a link to it at federalnewsradio.com, about the reminder, I remember the $600 toilet seat.
Oh, yeah.
And everything that went along with that. And you make reference to that. And you write then, like the toilet seat purchase, however, there's greater context that undercuts the stapler example cited by DPAP. What's the context, and tell me what this motivated you to go out and do some research of yourself for.
Sure. You know, the context is the information that GSA puts up on GSA Advantage for customer agencies and for the public, frankly, to see, because I was able to go access it. The pricing information in basic terms and conditions regarding the products and services that are on GSA schedule contracts. So to try to, you know, provide some clarity, this $29 stapler issue, I decided to go use GSA Advantage and see what I could find out. So, you know, first thing, I went to the website, GSA Advantage. I went to the search bar, typed in staplers. Up popped a list of general stapler models with a picture of them and some basic NSN numbers and that sort of thing. And then I clicked on a particular model, and GSA Advantage then loaded the pricing information for all the contractors that have that particular stapler on their contract. And they list it from lowest price to highest price. So in other words, the lowest price stapler was the first one you saw at the top of the column, then going down to descending order, you know, descending. So the higher price one was at the bottom of the column. And, you know, so, and I'm looking at it, I say, can it be any simpler? Can a contracting officer or a buyer look at that information, say, okay, I see the price of the stapler there was $4.19, by the way, which is what I found, not the $29 stapler in terms of the lowest price stapler.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even find a $29 stapler, actually. You know, so people, the information is right there, right in front of you to make good buying decisions. And from my perspective, thinking about it more, it reflects the commercial marketplace day in and day out. Private citizens across this country use the internet to do market research, to make buying decisions for their own households. And they're capable of doing it. They make good decisions for their household, for the kids, whatever, and buy best value. GSA Advantage brings that marketplace, that commercial marketplace, to DoD buyers, to contracting officers across government, and puts the information there in, you know, from lowest price to highest price, so people can make intelligent buying decisions. And it reflects the commercial marketplace because there are differing pricing strategies, competitive pricing strategies across the market, across industries, and across, you know, small, medium, and large businesses. That's the dynamic nature of the GSA Schedules program and what it brings to the market. And then you combine that with eBuy, GSA's electronic quote tool, where customer agencies can post requirements and get competitive proposals, which they're required to do for anything over $150,000. And I'm trying to understand, you know, what this 20, it's almost like it's a red herring, this $29 stapler issue.
Roger Waldron's the president of the Coalition for Government Procurement and writing about the $29 stapler issue in the Federal Times, and a link to it at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. You're right, Roger. Interestingly, in this case, GSA Advantage also lists the GSA Global Supply Requisition staplers first, regardless of its price. Why is that? When what difference does it make?
I don't know. I mean, you'd have to ask GSA why they put... Well, it makes a difference because it's a requisition item. It's like GSA essentially has a logistics arm that supports the Department of Defense and other entities. They have had depots historically over the years, and they're essentially phasing those out. So the staplers that are GSA requisition include additional costs. So the price is actually higher. So they include overhead and markup costs to cover GSA's cost of running that particular program. And, you know, why it's listed first, I do not know. You'd have to ask GSA. But I think, you know, as I mentioned in the article, it's appropriate that it ought to be listed where it falls within, you know, the relative pricing of all the items.
You write, continued investment in GSA Advantage, eBuy, and associated training is vital to the long-term future success of the FSS program in delivering best value to customer agencies. I imagine your sense is that that has the potential to not happen in the future, if you felt the need to point it out. Am I on the right track?
I think it's important to always talk about those investments. It's when I was at GSA for 20 years, it was a huge focus, and I know folks there now want GSA Advantage to be a great tool. I guess the concern is that at the same time we have GSA Advantage and eBuy and that sort of tools, there's this ongoing effort within the Department of Defense to, I guess, create what's, I guess, called FedMall. And the question is, what is FedMall? Is it this, you know, central site for all of government procurement? And are resources going to go to that as opposed to investments in the pre-existing platforms that could be improved and enhanced? Nothing's perfect, you know, to make it more effective. And where should that money go? If it's, you know, if it's a collective pool of money from various agencies or from GSA, and is it duplicating something that already exists? Finally, as I pointed out in the article, you know, GSA's statutory mission is to provide procurement support and services across a federal platform. That's really not the Department of Defense's, you know, mission. Department of Defense is to protect us, right? Mm-hmm. And that's what I think all of us want them to focus on as their primary mission. So GSA is uniquely positioned, both from a statutory and program perspective, to provide that government-wide support. I personally would like to see, you know, GSA enhance its electronic tools, you know, consistent with its statutory mission.